Staff Sergeant Perry Hopman of Benton was in a National Guard flight medic unit for several years when he was first deployed to Iraq in 2006.
Before I went, man, I was 10 feet tall and bulletproof. And then you go and reality punches you in the face. And then you come back and reality really punches you in the face.
He says he spent time in Iraq rescuing injured troops from the field of battle and IED explosions.
The people who are actually injured, it's their worst day. Every day I'm at work, I see somebody's worst day.
When he returned stateside, he began having some of his worst days, afflicted by depression, anger, sudden fits of rage, sleeplessness. He had the most trouble relating to his own family.
My daughter, you know, she said, "Daddy, I'm scared of you sometimes."
Hopman says he went several years before deciding he needed help at the urging of everyone around him. But even after that, it was not apparent that post-traumatic stress was not his only potential diagnosis. He says it was a medical visit in Bethesda, Maryland, where he was first shown damaged spots on his brain.
That was one of the best days of my life, because up until then, the system was convincing me I was crazy.
He was diagnosed with traumatic brain injury, though he says he's still unable to tell if it is TBI affecting him or if it's post-traumatic stress. Nicole Hart is the executive director of RVETS.
It is connected to concussions, loss of memory. It can be vision delays or problems with your vision. For some people, they have mild and then they have severe.
RVETS is an advocacy group which assists vets in navigating the VA and other services. Hart is a former National Guardsman herself, having served in Iraq, and says she also suffers from post-traumatic stress. Like Hopman, it has caused her sleeping problems.
I haven't slept straight through the night, and I'm about to go to a sleep clinic because it's that bad, since probably 5 years ago.
The effects of traumatic brain injury are not always apparent, Hart notes, and the psychological damage can severely affect a person's family life or job. Outside of therapy and medications, vets are exploring different ways to cope.
My name is Jordan Miller. I run Pause for Effect Dog Training out of Sheridan, Arkansas.
Miller trains service dogs to help people with mobility issues.
The greatest demand seems to be for veterans. A lot of them come back and don't even know that they have PTSD or traumatic brain injuries until years after they're out. They just notice that they have all these weird symptoms that they've never had before. And it affects their lives, and a lot of them get to the point where they're so depressed they don't even want to leave the house.
Miller is one of a handful of service dog trainers in the state.
And so we find that when we bring these service dogs in, not only does it give them a purpose to get out of bed, because they have to go feed the dog, they have to go walk the dog, but these dogs actually give them a link back into society. They actually can go out in public and have somebody watching their back. Up, push!
Service dog Tyler opens a door as Miller explains the various commands vets can use to protect them, providing a barrier so people don't get too close and easing the passage through a crowd. She runs a private business, and her services are not covered by veterans' benefits, but Hopman is already feeling the prospect that his own service dog in training will be life-changing.
There's hope. That dog has given me hope.
Through the treatments being offered, Hopman is optimistic that other vets may realize if they too have TBI and will find ways to cope. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.